Hello, world of Audio Boom, and thank you so very much, each and every one of you who got back to me about my dog issue. I got a lot of advice, I got a lot of suggestions, and that is exactly what I was asking for, and I appreciate each and every one of them. So thank you again for all your messages, private ones and public ones, and all those supportive Twitter, Facebook, whatever that I received. They're all very much appreciated. Well, I have made a final decision about this dog. And because one thing that I realized when I was listening to you all was that you're right. It's me who has to decide. It's me whose life this is. And it's me who is living with this dog. So I sat down and I did this, what's recommended also when you are, you know, considering ending a relationship, plus and minus things. I put down everything that is good and everything that is not good, and I was counting and thinking, and then I made a decision. And my decision is that I will try. I will keep this dog for now, and I will try, because after all, he's a very good guide dog. It's just all the other behaviors that make it difficult for me to, you know, not be nervous when I go to new places, and he destroys my stuff and all that. But on the other hand, he's not even 3 years old. So I want to believe that he will grow up at some point and he will stop destroying my things and he will be more calm when he gets older, and I will put more effort into his training. I started this, I call it attitude training. What this means is that I go out every day for one little walk, and the purpose of that walk is only to find things for the dog that he can do right, so that I get to reward him instead of always saying, no, 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 don't do this, don't do that, don't, blah, 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 blah. So I want him to learn that if he does things right, he's also getting good attention. And I don't know yet how well this is going to work. I don't want to say anything about it because I have been at it all only for a week, a bit less. So we'll see how it goes. But so far, we have peace now, and things are calming down a little bit, and I feel easier now that I decided. It's not anything that has, you know, has been decided for me, because this is something that can't be decided for me, but I decided that I want to keep this dog. So whatever goes wrong now, I can always try to remember that, hey, it was my choice. I chose to try, I chose to, like, give it a go, give it another half a year or something. I don't know, maybe I should set a time limit. Like, let's look at this thing after half a year or 1 year maybe and see how things develop. Because that's also good to see. He may not be the most perfect guide dog in half a year, but let's see if he stops chewing on items or if he, you know, gets more calm, peaceful. He's developed a lot. He's a lot calmer than he was when I got him. He doesn't bark at everything. He doesn't bark when a fly sneezes in the neighborhood, as I say. And he does his work very well indeed, and he remembers everything. One good thing about this dog, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, but it's a good quality in a guide dog. He remembers everything we do. Like, if I go to, say, Subway, and I visit a store on the way, the next day, he will stop at that store. And, you know, when I learn new things and I walk with the, you know, mobility instructor, it's good if we take the dog with us, then we can stop at places and then I'll find them easier the next day or something. So this is what's going on about the dog business. I have made a decision, and I'll try to stick to it and do my best to make this work for both of us. Other than that, my life is quite okay. I've been busy. working, thinking of life, universe, and everything. Even though my life isn't, you know, so busy at the moment, a lot of times I've just been idling. I don't know. It seems to me that I've been needing some peace, reading books and doing something away from the computer. And so I've done that. I'm reading now, I don't know the name of the book in English, but it's Dean R. Koontz's book about the dog that's very intelligent, and it's a very, very, very good book, and I'm enjoying it very much. And it kind of seems to fit current situation anyway. So this is my little update about the dog and my decision and things. I hope everyone is well, and just to let you know, something is cooking. Maybe my next boo will be more interesting. Keep smiling. Take care. Talk to you later.